are you, man?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Pastor Keith?
Wait a minute. What's the problem?
Gosh, I'm just so stressed out. Adulting just, it just is horrible.
You look a little stressed out. So adulting is horrible.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Listen, kids, let me help you with something. Being an adult is not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, there's just expenses on expenses. We got taxes. We got insurance. We got bills we got to pay. I mean, you need money just about everything. You got to breathe. Oh, there's a payment for that.
For breathing?
Yes. For everything, just for existing. I mean,
wow.
Gosh, it makes you wonder why everybody loves Peter Pan, because he never had to grow up.
Okay.
I want to be Peter Pan. Don't you want to be Peter Pan?
Okay. Peter Pan, listen. Here, I've got a question for you. You're talking about that you would want to be a kid, but let me ask you this. There's some cool things about being an adult. I mean, like, you get to drive a vehicle,
until your car breaks down and you got to pay for it.
Well, yeah, but you also get to vote.
That's true.
Yeah, so you know, there's some cool things to being an adult. You get to go special trips and things like that.
That's true. You can't eat whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you better not eat too much, or you know, you might pay for it later.
Yeah,
so.
I do.
But there's good things about being an adult. Now, there's also good things about being kids.
Yeah, like nap time. Yeah. Not having to pay for anything, free everything.
Well, not everything's free. Parents still have to pay for it.
Yeah, but it ain't coming out of that kid's pocket.
That's true. So there are benefits to being a kid. But you know what I started thinking, Ethan? You know, it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult. God can use both kids and adults. Have you ever thought about that?
I've not thought about that. That's a good point.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what? I got a cool story for this. You want to help me with it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. This is a story I know you're going to know.
Oh, okay.
So you get ready. And guys, I hope you're at home. You guys are ready, because we're going to have a lot of fun with this story today. Our story today comes from the Bible, and it comes from the book of Exodus.
Ooh.
And it's Exodus chapter 2, and it's about a guy named Moses.
Oh, I love Moses. You know, one of my favorite story about Moses.
Let my people go.
Okay. But hey, Ethan, that is a good story.
Yeah.
But that's not the story of Moses we're going to talk about today.
Well, what's wrong?
We're going to talk about when Moses was a baby.
Oh, a baby.
A baby.
You talk about baby Moses.
Oh my goodness. Okay, he wasn't saying let my people go yet. Okay, we got it. Okay, let me get to the story. It's from the book of Exodus, and it's Exodus chapter 2, and it starts out like this. There was a ruler in charge of all of Egypt, and his name was Pharaoh.
Oh.
And he was a mean, mean ruler. And he disliked the Israelites so much that he made them slaves. But one day he decided to pass a law that any babies born, he was going to actually kill them. Now, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
And here's what happened. About this time, Moses' mom has baby Moses. And she's thinking, what am I going to do? I know the law that Pharaoh said he's going to kill these babies. So she tried to hide him for about 3 months. But when he got older, she had to come up with a new plan. So she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hide him in the Nile River.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, well, it is a good idea, because here's why. She figured out, if I take a basket and put this baby in a basket.
Are you talking basket like this?
No, not exactly like that, but it was a basket. It was a bigger basket.
I was about to say, ain't no baby fitting in this basket.
You're right. No baby would fit in that basket, but that's not the basket. Okay, look. Back to the story.
Okay.
So Moses' mom had a big basket that he would fit
big
in.
Big basket.
And she took tar and pitch and put it around the basket so it would float. Then she goes to Moses' sister, whose name was Miriam.
Miriam!
And she says, Miriam?
Yes?
I didn't know Miriam had a beard.
Oh, this isn't a beard.
Oh, okay. Just makeup, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
just ignore this.
Okay.
Just look into my eyes, Pastor Keith.
Okay, I'll try to look in your eyes. So, Miriam here.
Yes?
How in the world? I can't help looking at you. Miriam. Mom said, look, I need you to watch your brother while he's in the Nile River.
Oh.
You just stay in the reeds, put him in the river, and just watch him and bring him home at night. So Miriam did that. And she did this for some period of time. But one day, while Miriam was watching her brother through the reeds, all of a sudden, Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe in the Nile River.
Ooh.
Well, as she was bathing, she heard something in the distance. It sounded like a baby crying. She instructed one of her servants, go see what that is. And the servant comes back with the basket. Now, when she shows her the basket, Pharaoh's daughter opens up the basket and realizes it's a baby. And she had compassion on this baby and wanted to keep the baby. But Miriam, who was watching in the reeds, came out and said, listen, wouldn't you like for me to find an Israelite woman who could take care of this baby? And Pharaoh's daughter said, that's a great idea. Well, guess who Miriam went and got?
Moses' mom.
Yes, Moses' mom. And she brings Moses' mom. Moses' mom is able to take care of Moses as he grows up. And what is so cool about this story is because Miriam, even though she was young, she looked after her brother. Not only did she protect her brother, but she protected all of the Israelites. Because guess what? When Moses grew up, he's the person that God chose to lead the Israelites out of captivity.
Let my people go!
That's when Let My People Go came. Now, isn't that an awesome story
today?
What
a great story. I love this story.
Now, Ethan, what did you learn from our story today?
Well, I learned that this basket ain't gonna carry no baby.
Yeah, okay, besides that, what else did you learn?
Well, I also learned that Miriam did not have a beard.
Yes, that's for sure. Thank goodness.
But the real thing that I learned today is that no matter how old or how young, how big or how small is that, God wants to use you in a big way to help others.
That's exactly right. And here's the cool thing. God has a plan for each and every one of our lives.
Right.
I don't know what his plan is for you, but here's what I can tell you. When you follow his will, he'll show you that plan. But it all starts with you doing a simple, simple thing, and that's knowing Jesus.
Oh, and what about some of the people out there, Pastor Keith, that don't know how to know Jesus? What do they do?
Well, it's three easy steps that you've got to do. To know Jesus, first of all, you have to realize that you've messed up, that you've sinned.
Wait a minute. What do you mean sin?
Well, here's a sin. Ethan, anything that we do bad against God is called a sin. So, for instance, if you've ever disobeyed your parents,
I have too.
That's a sin. If you've ever told a lie, if you've ever taken something that doesn't belong to you, if you've ever used words you're not supposed to use, all of those things are sin.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Does that mean, like, everyone?
Everybody. And here's the problem, though. When we sin, that sin separates us from God. And we can't have a relationship with God because of sin.
So are we just stuck away from God forever?
No, this is the good news. That's why God sent Jesus. God sent his only son, Jesus. My favorite verse in all the Bible is John 3:16. And it says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And the second thing is you have to choose to invite Jesus into your life.
Yeah.
And guys, that's the most important decision you could ever make, is making that choice to say, I know I've sinned. I know I've messed up. I know God sent Jesus to die on the cross, and I choose to invite him into my life. You can do that right now.
That's right. It's all through a simple prayer, right?
Absolutely. And Ethan, will you help share that prayer with them today?
I would love to. If you'll join us, just bow your heads. And it's nothing magical about these words. Just mean it with all your heart.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
I admit. I have sinned. And done things. That were wrong. I believe. That your son Jesus.
Died on the cross.
For all of my sins.
So today,
I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life,
and
forgive me of my sins.
And forgive me of my sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And it's as simple as that.
It is. And guys, we're so excited for you. And I want to tell you something. If you prayed that prayer, there's a couple things we want you to do. The first thing is please let us know here at Cascade Hills because we want to rejoice with you.
Woohoo!
But the most important thing you can do is
share this with your friends, your family members, whoever's around, because they're going to be so excited for you as well. They're going to want to celebrate and party with you.
Absolutely, because that's worth celebrating. And guys, remember, it doesn't matter if you're old, if you're young. God has a plan for your life, and He wants you to follow Him. Guys, thank you so much for watching us today, and we can't wait to see you again real soon.